Namaste, my name is Rui Zimmer, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about how to remember everything you read. Reading consists of two phases, consumption and digestion. To retain and use knowledge, you must properly digest what you consume. Memorizing everything you read shouldn't be the goal, understanding should. Focus all the time that you understand the thing. This is a shortcut. We remember the essence of a book so we can apply, analyze, evaluate, and even create something new. Not all information is equal. Poor learning methods make remembering harder, more time-consuming, less effective. And now comes here the PESA method. So it describes different information and how to memorize it. The PESA method categorizes and digests information. We process information into five categories. This is called PESA, to store it in a long-term memory. Our memory operates in three layers. We have the sensory memory, fleeting impression, forgotten quickly. The short-term memory, words, names, numbers, limited storage. And long-term memory, concepts, meaning, retained through understanding. This means the long-term memory, we focus on this one, retained through understanding. We come to the first information, procedural information. What it is, step-by-step instruction, coding, language, photography. How to learn, practice immediately. If you learn a language, then you have to practice this language. You have you try to express something, what is important for you or where you have fun is, so you translate it in this new language. And then you memorize it automatically. Learning without doing is pointless. Example, you can't learn photography just by reading. You must take photos. Key insight. So 90% of consumed info is forgotten. So we need digestion. Digestion, consumption. Focus on quality, deprocessing over quantity. Mindless reading. We want to understand it. And if I see something very long written and described in endless words or hear something on YouTube, I switch it off. It doesn't make sense for me anymore. Or even didn't make any sense my entire life. Analogous information. What it is? Knowledge connected to prior understanding. For instance, leading lines in landscape photography. How to learn, critique and contextualize. Also, you see a landscape, for instance, and you may want to make a good picture out of it. So then you can say, okay, can I apply the leading lines? Maybe a stream or a path or a street or just the edge of something. This is a leading line. And when you see it, I look everywhere for leading lines because I want to make some pictures. When I go outside, often I look just how I can make out of this a picture. And through this you learn all the things. When does this apply, when doesn't it? So example, leading lines work for parts, streams, but not for forests and lakes. Why it's six, your brain anchors new info to existing knowledge. So then the conceptual information, what it is, theories, facts, and systems. This means engineering principle. So how to learn, mapping, connecting ideas across domains. For instance, an automation engineer studying medicine, like me, satellites, robotics, to design an artificial heart. So how I do it? I make out of the normal heart a system, a mathematic formula, so that I can understand it and simulate it. But first I have to understand the heart. So first I have to study medicine. So I've done this for 2 or 3 years and so on. Then I can apply it. And so this, you get your map with more and more information. So you know more and more countries on this map or spots and put them together. So the mathematical process you know already, okay, then you have to learn the biology and then you stick the thing and apply it to a mathematical model. For engineers, it's not so difficult, okay? Always ask, how can I use this knowledge fails fast, no? Then evidence information, what it is, proof that supports conceptual claims. So for instance, accidents reports, validation, traffic rules. How to learn, store and rehearse. Store, write it down. Didn't stop at red light. Then comes the collision. Rehearsal asks, how do I apply this? Stop at red lights. What concept does this reinforce? Traffic safety. Okay? We learn the traffic rules because we don't want to make an accident. Why does this matter? Prevent accidents. Then comes the reference information. It's nearly the same. What it is, specific unchanging details, mathematical constants, medical terms, how to learn it, store and drill it. Here you learn the rules and you just learn it through flashcards and you recall it again and again. And the other case, the difference is that you can apply it and then you drill it in your mind. Key takeaway, balance, consumption, and digestion. Fewer concepts deeply understood, volumes skimmed. Not all knowledge is equal. Prioritize what is actionable. Okay. PACER organizes learning. So again, what is procedural information? It's practice. Analogous, that is a critique. Can I apply or not? Conceptual is to making a map from all your information and then you stick it together. Like what I say, that like engineer putting the mathematical background together with a biological system like the heart, okay? And simulates this, no? Store and rehearse. This means where you can apply it again. Why does it important? And then comes the last information. This is reference drill, like the mathematical constant P. Everybody knows it. I think everybody. This is 3.1.4 and so on. What stays in your brain matters more than what goes in. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.